Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Shoreline Players, our friend Sue Miller. How are you today, Sue?
Well, I'm a little tired. You know, we just came off the end of a great show, A Bad Year for Tomatoes, and now we're right back at it again this weekend.
You are, and you know, we talked a little while ago, too, about some other things you had going on, so it has been a busy time for you. And you mentioned Bad Year for Tomatoes went over very well.
Yeah, this is that was such a funny show, but it opened right after our last dinner theater,
Yeah. And
we rolled right into that, and now I'm 5 weekends in a row. We've got show. So if you want entertainment in, you know, Iasco County, we're keeping it going for you.
You certainly are. Well, you mentioned dinner theater, and you got that coming up, but the show coming up this Saturday night, a little different from Interactive Murder Mystery, right?
It is. It's a dinner theater.
Yeah.
But it is definitely not a murder mystery, but it is going to be a whole lot of fun. A lot of folks who've come to dinner theater will recognize one of our main players in this weekend's show. And then a lot of folks who come out to our theater, and even if they just came out to see A Bad Year for Tomato, Mark Lee was our local sheriff in A Bad Year for Tomatoes, and he's part of Magic, Mayhem, and More. So it's going to be a great show.
Okay.
Mark is, aside from a veteran performer on our stage in several productions and a director and lots of other things, a master storyteller.
Oh.
So this Saturday, what we're presenting, like I said, is a little different, but it's going to be laugh-out-loud fun. Mark will be taking you on kind of literary journey, if you will, of poems and stories by Baxter Black, Tom Baudet, and several other authors. And it's kind of funny because people say, well, adult humor, what do you mean by adult humor? Well, okay, I want to clear that little confusion up anybody may have right now. By adult humor, we mean it's going to be stuff that adults will appreciate.
Right.
And you're going to laugh about it.
Yeah.
Now, if you bring a young child to it, it's all going to kind of fly right over their head because it's geared for grown-ups. That's all.
Exactly.
You know, everything about this show is geared for grown-ups to be able to come out, have a great dinner at the Camp-In Lodge, and enjoy some fun entertainment with Mark's stories and poems. And let me tell you, I was previewing some of them, and I could not stop laughing. So be prepared for that. And then Mike Maturin, who has appeared in several of our dinner theaters and is a professional magician, is going to do some great magic for you as well. And, of course, he's kind of a funny guy and tells you a few little stories along the way as well.
Wow, it sounds like a wonderful show this Saturday night.
Yes, it's at the Camp-In Lodge,
right. Just
like when we do the Murder Mystery Dinner Theater. Seating begins at 5:30. Tickets are on sale right now at the Camp-In. And I know it's a little snowy today, so if you don't want to get out on the roads to get your tickets, just give them a call, 739-2021, and they'll get your reservation all set up and have your tickets waiting right there for you on Saturday.
But do it quickly, because tickets go fast for your shows,
I'm telling you what, it's always wonderful. We enjoy working with Debbie and the gang over at the Camp-In, and tickets do sell fast. They have already been on sale since the dinner theater ended on February 25th. So, yes, there are still some tickets available for both shows right now. I know last time I had to come out and announce we were sold out for dinner shows. But I checked this morning before I called.
Now, you said both shows there, and the other show is a week from Saturday, and that is one of your interactive dinner theater murder mysteries.
Correct. This will be our third in a series of four this winter, and this is Disaster on Deck 13.
Yeah, who sent Captain Bilgewater to Davy Jones' locker? I love that.
Yeah, and you'll find some familiar-sounding characters in this. I think J.D. and Chris Hawk, who write all our shows, this one is hot off the presses because they just got back from a cruise themselves. And so you will certainly maybe, if you come see this story, see a little bit about what their trip was like. The good parts, I'm hoping only. I don't think anybody died on their cruise, if memory serves correctly. And you'll see some kind of funny spin-offs of some characters you might recognize from, you know, some other shows where people go on cruises.
All right, now this is taking place a week from Saturday. That's March 25th.
Right, that one is March 25th. So you've got Magic, Mayhem, and More on March 18th if you want to go out for a great meal and a show. And then you've got Disaster on Deck 13 is on March 25th, also at the Camp-In Lodge, also with a fabulous meal, also with seating times at 5:30, and then the dinner and the show to follow. And again, you can, like I said, I know it's a snowy day. Call the Camp-In.
Right.
And so get your tickets all set up, have them waiting for you. They have a wonderful system for that, and we'll get you all checked in on Saturday. This Saturday, the following Saturday, come see a show.
And get your tickets early, and so you don't get shut out of either of these great shows. Now, how much are the tickets for these shows?
Tickets are $25 if you call and get them purchased in advance, or stop in and pick them up in advance, $30 the night of the performance.
All right, and again, call the Camp Inn Lodge for these, but if they want to know more about what the Shoreline Players have coming up, they could visit your website, too.
Absolutely. They can go to www.shorelineplayers.org, or they can give us a call at 739-3586, because, you know, I got to throw this in, too. We do have some auditions coming up for another great comedy.
Okay.
So, you know, if you've ever thought you want to work on a show or maybe be on the stage, check that out as well.
Very good. Sue Miller from the Shoreline Players. Sue, I know you're busy, obviously, but we'll be catching up with you again. We'll keep up to date on everything that's happening over your next 5 weekends or so with the Shoreline Players, okay?
All right. Sounds great.